It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
You're welcome to another episode of The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. I am excited because this is the first day in the month of September 2024. It's a brand new month. It's a brand new day. Today is Sunday, the 1st of September 2024. And indeed, we have every cause to be grateful. We have every cause to be thankful. So let's lift up our voices wherever we are. I know today is Thanksgiving and we'll be going to church for Thanksgiving. But before you step out of your house today, I would like us to do a mini Thanksgiving. So wherever you are, put on your dancing shoes, put up your heart of gratitude, and let's begin to appreciate the one who has made this possible. Father, we want to say thank you. We are here with our hearts full of thanksgiving, and we want to say thank you, Jesus, for all you've given to us. Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and this is the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. So if you're here, you're heartbroken, you're lost, you're depressed, you're sad, I want to assure you that right here, Jesus is here with His Word. He's here with that Word for that particular situation. Just in case you have questions that you feel are not being answered, God wants to speak to you today through His Word. So I would like to specially welcome you. But if you are frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for the Open Heaven Hour. So I want you to grab your Bibles, grab your pens, grab your notepad, ring the bell, sound the alarm. Let everybody know that it is time for the Word. So I want you to join me as we go into the Word of God. But before we do that, I'd like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today is Sunday, the 1st of September 2024, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, Who Owns You? Who Owns You? I am today's Hymn 7. I am dying, O Lord. I am dying, O Lord. A Bible in 1 year is taken from Ezekiel chapter 28 to 30. Ezekiel chapter 28 to chapter 30. Memory verse today is taken from 1 John chapter 4 verse 6. 1 John chapter 4 verse 6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 1 John chapter 4 verse 6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The Bible reading today is taken from 1 John chapter 4 from verse 1 to 7. 1 John chapter 4 from verse 1 to 7. From verse 1 it says, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, when you read the Bible, like 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, which says that you have been bought with a price, you might begin to wonder, but from who? When did I consent to being owned by someone else, which warranted buying me off that fellow? This expression in itself tells us that every human being, whether they know it or not, and regardless of how they feel about it, is owned by a spirit. Everyone was conceived in sin. We can see that in Psalm 51 verse 5. And until they become born again, they remain properties of the devil. Nobody is totally independent. Every single person is owned by one spirit or the other. The question now is, who owns you? You can tell who owns a property by the way the property is being used. A property will reflect the character and personality of its owner. That is why Matthew chapter 7 verse 19 to 20 says, Matthew chapter 7 from verse 19 to 20 says, A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them. If you are owned by Christ, people will see the character of Christ, which is also known as the fruit of the Spirit in you. Does your character reflect love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance? The book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23, there you can find them. If this do not define you, then it is likely that it is not God who owns you. Since there are only two divides in the spirit realm, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of God, anyone that God does not own is owned by the devil. The person will automatically engage in the works of the flesh, as listed in Galatians chapter 5 from verse 19 to 21. When you read that passage, you will see that many of the people who do these things do not even know that they are acting in accordance with their owner, the devil. For example, many people who envy think that it is just natural for humans to envy. They don't know that envy can only stay in their hearts because they are not owned by the one who loves himself. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 6 verse 16 that know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, a servant ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. When Christ becomes your owner, you will no longer behave in line with the character of the devil. Surrender your life to him today if you are yet to do so. Today's Open Heaven comes with a reflection that says, based on the fruits of your character, who really owns you? That's a question to ponder on. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Today, I would like you to be a channel of blessing to somebody today by giving them a gift, which is the word of God. I want you to share the word with them today. You might just be saving a soul. How can you share with somebody today? By visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotional. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, especially today's message. You can click on share or copy the link above and share with someone today. You can also download on your mobile phones. Another easy way to have this and join us 7 a.m. on our radio station every morning to listen to the show is by downloading our mobile apps. And how can you do this? By visiting Play Store or Apple Store. Just download the Praise Palace Radio mobile application. You'll be able to join us 7 a.m. every morning, as well as all the amazing segments throughout the day. It promises to be exciting. Please stay tuned for an important message after this segment. Do not go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. But till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, please remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. This far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today. And it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me. Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.